Going inside this beautiful Victorian red brick building, there are vaulted ceilings and glass walls which open up the space to light and panoramic park views. Maria Bolshaw has overseen the changes as director of the Whitworth.
There are double the exhibition spaces. What used to be low-ceilinged, quite narrow spaces have been opened up, the most amazing view over the park. If you stand in the park, you can look straight into the central exhibition spaces now. A cafe that's three times as big, double the space for our shop. We've got a new collection centre and a study centre. I'm really delighted. We were a building site for 18 months. All of that's been really hard work. The building's potential has been unlocked, and the spaces for people are really lovely. It continues the journey of making Manchester an internationally important city for culture. Just as importantly, we're in Moss Side and we are a really important cultural facility for our local schools, our local visitors. And so Moss Siders have got one of the best galleries in the UK on their doorstep now. There are 10 other exhibitions, everything from textiles to outrageous wallpapers to 1960s painting. And in the future, whenever you come, you'll find something different and something extraordinary here.
Well, I'm Stuart McKnight. I'm a partner with McInnes Usher McKnight Architects. The Whitworth Art Gallery is a Victorian building, and a Victorian art gallery would typically have roof lights but no windows to the park. We looked at different ways of connecting the visitor with the park. What we want to do is take a building that was uninviting and make that transparent and make it obvious to everyone that they're welcome into the building. And we're very pleased with the way it's looking.
Art graduate Holly has just joined the new team of workers getting the gallery open again.
There's events all day on Saturday. It's going to be such an exciting event. It's going to be so busy, you know, because people are dying to get in here. There's a 9 p.m. firework display with an 80-strong Halle Youth Choir. So when the fireworks go off, it's just going to be incredible.
I'm Cornelia Parker. I'm an artist showing at the Whitworth at the moment. I'm very happy to be, you know, the first artist to show in their newly refurbished space. So I'm very honoured, really. And I was grew up in rural Cheshire, South Cheshire, and I used to come in my teenage years in my school. So I think it was probably the first culture I ever experienced was in Manchester. So I think it's a very exciting place. Mm-hmm. I think this is just another part of the cultural expansion of Manchester.
My name's Helen Stalker. I'm curator of fine art at the Whitworth, and I've been involved in selecting the works from the collection that are going back on display now that we're reopened. So it's just fantastic to be able to populate these walls again with artworks. That's what we built it for. And also to see people back in the building is also a real thrill for us after so long as a building site.